taken the gavel back. Item number seven, please.
Item number seven, from the Milwaukee Public Museum, requesting authorization to deaccession and repatriate Maori ancestral remains as requested by the New Zealand government.
Ladies, would you introduce yourselves, please?
Yes, I'm Dr. Ellen Sensky, Senior Vice President and Academic Dean at the museum.
I'm Claudia Jacobson. I'm the museum's registrar for the collections.
This is one of the more interesting items I think we've had before us in a time. Please.
Yes, we have a Maori head, which is a human head, so a human remain. Oh. That in the Maori custom, they after one of their tribal leaders or chiefs or somebody of high status dies, the custom was to remove the head, dry it, and then tattoo it. And apparently, in the late 1800s, when the Europeans arrived in New Zealand and brought guns into New Zealand, this became a big trade item. And in fact, the Maori started trading these heads for guns, and in fact started producing heads, some of them slaves, and selling them. And this head ended up in a European, in a German museum, and was somehow obtained by the Primitive Arts Gallery in Milwaukee, and the museum then purchased it, that back in 1970. The New Zealand government, in the meantime, has gone through a repatriation program similar to our Native American Graves repatriation program, and they have requested the repatriation of the head. In fact, in the middle of March, we had a delegation from New Zealand, Maori, who came and formally requested the head. So in deference to the Maori, and because we approve of this by our own government, we are requesting to deaccession this and to return it to New Zealand, to the Maori.
Questions of the good doctor from committee members? Supervisor, I knew Supervisor Borkowski could not resist this opportunity. Please.
Yikes. I'm going to try to be serious here. It's probably not going to come off like that. So I understand from this group, are we able to trade? Are we able to get anything for this? I mean, we have something that they want. How does this work? I mean, do they ever offer anything for? There's never.
You know, in specifically when the New Zealand government set up the repatriation procedure, they specifically said that there would not be any remuneration for the return of the materials. But on a higher level, it's a goodwill gesture. It's, you know, in the best interest of, you know, to have good relationships with, you know, other peoples and other tribes and other countries. It's important for us to kind of remove the monetary or possible value situation from such transactions.
And I would think that because this is a goodwill gesture on our part, that if there was ever a time that a reciprocal would need to be made or whatever, they would remember this time. So instead of an item for an item, you know, I can understand the goodwill thing. So I'm going to move approval, Mr. Chairman.
We have a motion to approve. Further discussion by committee members? Hearing none, please call the roll.
Supervisors Haas?
Aye.
Borkowski?
Aye.
Alexander?
Aye.
Stamper?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
Five ayes, zero noes. The motion to approve is approved.
Thank you.